Welcome to the JACCP podcast. My name is Lucinda Main. I am the former executive vice president at the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy and an author of the editorial published in JACCP titled, What is Required to Assure All Pharmacy Graduates Are Team-Ready Clinicians? My co-author was Dr. Peter Velasquez at ACPE at the time. American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy, AACP, has been on record as a matter of policy on the need for interprofessional education and the importance of delivering care in teams since 1994, with additional affirmation in numerous policies and reports since then. The authors recognize that several of AACP's recent reports that influence curricula and accreditation standards include appropriate recognition of IPE. This includes the Center for the Advancement of Pharmacy Education, known as CAPE 2013 Educational Outcomes, as well as the 2016 document describing the profession's entrustable professional activities, or EPAs, for Doctor of Pharmacy graduates. However, including such constructs in these documents does not easily translate into the consistent and sufficient incorporation of IPE into the curriculum of over 140 colleges and schools of pharmacy, nor does it ultimately affect needed changes in pharmacy practice. As noted by the authors, AACP committed to action in 2009 as a founding organization of the Interprofessional Education Collaborative, known as IPEC. The six founding organizations initially produced a framework to guide our work to meet the collaborative members' needs for support as they introduced and/or enhanced their IPE with partners from their own campuses and even other universities. At the time IPEC began, IPE was not a core component of most health professions' accreditation requirements. The IPEC core competencies were the first tangible product of our organization's members' collaboration when they were released in early 2011. These have been highly cited in the IPE literature and serve as the framework for education, assessment, and research in the United States and around the world. IPEC also initiated a call for meaningful teaching resources in a competitive process to build the IPE component of the MedEd portal. In addition to the extensive resources available at the National Center for Interprofessional Practice and Education, located at the University of Minnesota, the IPEC Education Repository has helped advance IPE across multiple disciplines. Perhaps the most important work done by IPEC since its founding has been the faculty development contributions of the IPEC Institutes. From the time when the inaugural institute opened in May 2012, there have been 14 institutes where teams of typically five individuals from at least three disciplines work on a plan for advancing IPE over 2.5 days together. To date, more than 420 universities and 1,823 faculty have participated, with several universities sending teams repeatedly, and there have been more institutes since this article was published in 2018. An assessment of the impact of these programs is underway. The white paper by Murphy and colleagues correctly acknowledges the growth over the past decade in IPE in the accreditation requirements for entry-level preparation for various health disciplines. The Accreditation Council for Pharmacy Education, ACPE, accreditation standards have included some consideration for IPE since the movement to the PharmD as a single entry-level degree in 2000. With further expansion of should statements on IPE in the 2007 standards. Based on the results of an ACPE convened stakeholder consensus conference conducted in 2012, the current accreditation standards not only adopted the CAPE 2013 educational outcomes, but include a standard on IPE itself to help in the assurance that new graduates will be team ready at the time of graduation. In addition, these standards incorporate the IPEC core competencies. After observing the evolution of IPAC, accrediting agencies for the six founding IPAC organizations began meeting and established the Health Professions Accreditors Collaborative, or HPAC, in 2014 as a platform for discussion, proactive problem solving, and sharing among health professions accreditors with a mutual commitment to fostering quality IPE. Subsequently, the HPAC membership has grown to 24 accrediting agencies. In cooperation with the National Center for Interprofessional Practice and Education, HPAC has developed the document, Guidance on Development and Quality Interprofessional Education for the Health Professions. Endorsement from each HPAC member or commission has been requested, and distribution of the document is expected by the end of 2018. Of note, several quality concepts and encouragements included by Murphy and colleagues in their white paper are also found in the HPAC guidance document. Whereas the white paper focuses primarily on IPE for entry-level practitioners, ACPE has also focused on fostering interprofessional continuing education to support quality improvement in interprofessional collaborative practice. Joint Accreditation for Interprofessional Continuing Education offers organizations the opportunity to be simultaneously accredited to provide medical, physician's assistants, nursing, pharmacy, and optometry continuing education through a single unified application process, fee structure, and set of accreditation standards. Joint accreditation involves continuing education planned by teams for teams to address gaps in the quality of care through enhanced interprofessional collaborative practice. All of these efforts have advanced interprofessional learning in measurable ways. However, there is an additional message that was perhaps a bit muted in the white paper. One challenge facing the schools of the health professions in their IPE implementation is the scarcity of clinical practice sites that provide authentic team-based care with the capacity to integrate learners at varied levels into the practice. Obviously, there are many exceptions, but chaos in practice and compensation systems in the U.S. healthcare system today are making it more difficult to secure the necessary clinical learning environments to ensure all of our graduates enter practice as team-ready clinicians. ACCP can play a leadership role in advocating for the expansion of this much-needed capacity. The white paper ends with the following statement, and I quote, "Although considerable work remains in identifying best practices across the many ways healthcare is delivered, much has been accomplished in recent years. ACCP has the opportunity to take both collaborative and leadership roles in advancing IPE and IPCP," end quote. AACP and ACPE will be on the journey with ACCP to see the evolution of interprofessional collaborative care supported by high-quality IPE and continuing education. We look forward to the success stories being reflected upon another ACCP reflection on IPE and IPCP 5 to 10 years from now.